More than 3,500 buildings have been deemed uninhabitable across New South Wales and the Northern Rivers flood zone. But this could very well be your home, your place of work, the cafe where you met friends, where you get your morning coffee from. Life in these parts is slowly creeping back to life, but the question of whether and where to rebuild remains unanswered for many homeless residents. With this in mind, the state's Premier, Dominic Perrottet, has announced the creation of the Northern Rivers Reconstruction Corporation to coordinate planning, rebuilding and construction work of essential services, infrastructure and housing.
This corporation will ensure we build back stronger, better and in a way that protects people well into the future. This is not going to be a short-term corporation. We would expect it to be in place for 3 to 5 years, however long it takes to ensure we get people back on their feet.
Well, David Witherden is the newly appointed CEO of this body, which has a huge task ahead of it. David, does your agency have the remit and the funding to get people back into their houses or new homes before Christmas? Because if not, residents of the Northern Rivers might see this as a political fix and not a real one.
Yeah, hi Andy. Look, the government is absolutely committed to setting up the corporation to give people certainty and with an evidence base behind that in terms of how we move forward. And, you know, we're waiting for, you know, the outcomes of the independent flood inquiry led by Professor O'Kane and the former Commissioner Nick Fuller. And, you know, once we get those, we'll really put those into play through the corporation. And, you know, that'll be up and running by the 1st of July, but we're working now on a whole number of fronts around that. In terms of the funding, that's absolutely there to set up and establish the corporation. There's hundreds of millions of dollars of funding at play already in terms of the cleanup, the property assessment and demolition, temporary housing, infrastructure repairs. And then when we get the recommendations from that inquiry, that will then enable us to really scope the next phase of that recovery.
I gather, reading between the lines of your press conference today, that one of your jobs is going to be managing people's expectations. You're, as you well know, you're dealing with people who are frustrated at the end of their tether, you know, completely over it when it comes to the bureaucracy involved in rebuilding. How important is making it clear what your role is and isn't?
That's absolutely critical, Andy. And, you know, to that extent, when we sort of moved away from the press conference, I sort of went and sat down with local MPs, local mayors, and really tried to work through that so we can get a common understanding of sort of what's in scope and what's out. And, you know, to be clear, this is absolutely about that infrastructure recovery. So about homes, about schools, roads, bridges, community assets, and, you know, making sure we get that done in the best possible way, you know, certainly as quickly as possible, but most important, safely and more resilient for the future. And yeah, look, the expectations there are quite enormous. It's, you know, when you look at the scale of what's happened up here on the ground, you understand why people feel the way they do, why they feel so frustrated. And, you know, I'll certainly give, you know, the community up here, you know, my commitment that we will do the best we can to move as quickly as possible. But, you know, most importantly, you know, this is about being better prepared for next time. And there will be a next time. We just don't know when that is. And, you know, most importantly, you know, right at the top of everything we do is keeping the communities safe here.
The Whitlam government created a reconstruction commission in the wake of the Cyclone Tracy disaster, which struck Darwin over Christmas in 1974. This program has been hailed as a success in the decades since effectively they rebuilt the city in 3 years. Is this idea sort of a forerunner, if you like, for the Reconstruction Corporation? And tell me a bit about your background in terms of your applicability, if you like, at doing this sort of work and getting this job done.
Yeah, sure. I think, yeah, certainly the recovery in terms of Cyclone Tracy, yeah, that's a really relevant example. We've also got the Queensland Reconstruction Authority, and then in terms of Victoria, what they've done on the back of bushfires, and even more recently, what we've done even in New South Wales in terms of bushfire recovery. So, you know, the corporation provides a model where we've got that single point of coordination across government, across community, to really cut through red tape, make things happen quickly. In terms of my background, you know, most recently lead New South Wales Public Works, and you know, when you think of New South Wales Public Works projects, probably the first one that comes to mind 90 years ago is the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So sort of a long history there. And I also lead the Soil Conservation Service, a role I've sort of had for about 9 years, and most recently was CEO of Local Land Services. So that's working with landholders right across New South Wales in terms of agriculture, environment, and we've worked closely with communities through drought, through fire, through flood. So in terms of, you know, the response and recovery from that. In terms of my background, Andy, I am a civil engineer, extensive work in the water industry, in local government. So sort of infrastructure, and my understanding of that is certainly bread and butter to me. But most importantly, you know, you look at the roles I've been doing over probably the last 9 years. It's about working with regional communities, and you know, we will only be successful if we, you know, work closely with the community, develop relevant local solutions. You know, it's not about the corporation coming in and imposing its will on the community. It's about really working with them to get the best results now and for the future.
I wish you the best of luck. I certainly think you'll need luck when it comes to cutting through the bureaucracy, but it sounds like you're no stranger to bureaucracy. David, thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
David Witherden is the CEO of the newly created Northern Rivers Reconstruction Corporation here on RN Drive.